The main thrust, I think, of our visit here and also coming to the United Nations at the time of the General Assembly has been to complement and bring to the attention of the business community here in the United States that there are tremendous business opportunities out in Africa. We haven't come to ask for aid. We've come to ask for business, where there will be beneficiaries to gain from this particular opportunities that are available. And more specifically, we have undertaken a number of investment promotion tours. We were here in June in the United States. We went to Washington, we went to Cincinnati, and then we visited Los Angeles, we visited Houston, we visited Atlanta, we visited Boston, basically to promote Zambia's business opportunities. So that is what the government is doing at the moment. Secondly, we have established websites for our Zambia Investment Agency, the Zambia Development Agency. So they have a website which is promoting these various opportunities, investment opportunities. But over and above that, we have also visited other countries. We've been to India, we've been to Turkey, we've been to UK, we've been to Australia, essentially promoting and they're speaking at various conferences and, you know, exposing Zambian investment opportunities. So that really is the thrust of the government. Over and above that, we are establishing industrial clusters where we expect that small-scale business people will be able to come and make investments. And then there's also multi-facility economic zones, which are bigger places where infrastructure is provided for the investors to come and invest. So the multi-facility economic zone, or in brief, we call them M phases, are places where factories can be set up at minimal, with minimal delay and at minimal cost, to make sure that they can be able to operate in a cluster, in an industrial cluster. So those are some of the measures that the government is undertaking: investment promotion, setting up industrial clusters, establishing websites, and obviously indicating the investments opportunities that we have. The last but not least in importance are the incentives that are provided, both fiscal and otherwise. Again, this with the intention of attracting investors to come to our respective countries to develop the opportunities that we have, whether it is in raw material form or it is in natural resource that we have.
Now, so let me ask you, on the ground, I mean, these are lofty ideas to talk to investors about, but when they get on the ground, there has to be a platform or a framework that will make it easier for these investors to cut through all the red tape in order to establish their businesses. How is the government putting measures in place to make it easier for these investors?
Well, the reason why we've established the Zambia Development Agency, which is an investment arm of government and is operating as a semi-autonomous institution, is to do just that, is to cut through the red tape, is to make sure that they coordinate between the private sector and an investor and the government. In other words, government agencies, government ministries. That is what this purpose is for. So we do have a specific agency that is responsible for coordinating and guiding and directing the investors to the various opportunities that we have. So, for example, if you have an investment that is going to go into agriculture, they will be led by a member of the investment agency to go and see somebody specific. If it is land that is needed, maybe they are putting up a plantation, for example, there is again another individual that will take them to those particular places. If they want to invest in the power stations, for example, there's another officer that is responsible for ensuring that. So the government has already put in place these institutions, which are semi-autonomous. They're not government ministries, but the semi-autonomous are working with the private sector. That is what the government is doing. Over and above that, my visits, for example, in my particular case where I'm doing investment promotions with this agency and my ministry officials, is another way in which we are making them aware of what is available, so that when we go back, we submit information to fellow ministers and say to them, we have now dealt with this, please be ready for this kind of investment.
Now, some opponents in Zambia have said that it seems the government, since it came into power, has been picking winners and winners and losers when it comes to investors, and that those people who only support the appears to support the ruling party get what get things easier done than anybody else. So how do you respond to that?
Well, first and foremost, as we talk to investors here, we are not choosing anybody. We can't choose anybody. We advertise publicly, and our missions here invite investors, that potential investors that will come into our country. So I have no way of knowing in advance who they would be able to invite to meetings, and we certainly would not be able to dictate what kind of investor. And that kind of investor would not be interested in which side of the coin, which government was in place within our own country. So that, I think, is out of the question. The second point is this, that when we come on tours where we are also associated with potential investors, with potential beneficiaries from this investment within our own country, what we've done is we have called for open meetings, and we have said we are going to United States, we are going to UK, we are going to China, we are going to Australia. Please come with us. They can choose to come or not to come. How can that be discriminatory when it's a public announcement? So I don't think that that's something that I would take seriously. And as far as I'm concerned, really, I think that this is just politicking rather than serious. Those that are serious with wanting to invest will have every opportunity. I don't know in advance who belongs to which party. I don't know that.
Now, so tell me, what should Zambians expect from this tour? What should they expect?
They should expect that we're going to attract potential investors who would like to partner with Zambians. And at the end of the day, we would have commitments in those areas in which we have got comparative advantage, whether it's in the water resource, whether it's in the power resource, whether it's in the agricultural resource, which would, you know, be, you know, those that would want to come and invest in our country would be available to do just that.